In a debate aired on CBS2 in New York City and simulcast on the radio, the candidates often talked over each other and the moderators and traded insults. The rapid-fire exchanges grew even testier over the topic of corruption in state government. Challenger Molinaro brought up the bribery and bid-rigging convictions of several former associates of Governor Cuomo.
Admit you either you've benefited politically from it or you have no clue what's going on within the administration. This is what is stealing from taxpayers. You have allowed individuals in this administration to defraud taxpayers. And anywhere else in America, no governor could possibly be running for re-election.
Cuomo, who was never directly implicated in the convictions, accused Molinaro of getting his wife a job with a contractor that did business with Dutchess County, where Molinaro is the county executive.
You're the one who has been called on for an investigation for a kickback that went into your pocket.
That is not true.
Where you had a family member employed by a contractor who you gave a contract, and then you lied about it on the disclosure form. And you cannot deny it.
That's
a crime, my friend.
Democratic lawmakers in the Dutchess County Legislature are calling on the New York Attorney General and the State Ethics Commission to investigate alleged pay-to-play actions by Molinaro. A spokeswoman for the Molinaro campaign, Catherine Delgado, has called the charges pathetic and groundless. Cuomo and Molinaro also sparred over who was closer to President Donald Trump. Cuomo, who frequently denounces Trump and his policies, tried to pin down Molinaro on whether the GOP candidate is a Trump supporter.
Are you saying you don't support Donald Trump?
I'm saying that I'm absolutely committed to the delivery of mental health services.
Do you support Donald Trump?
Let's get out of this conversation.
Do you support Donald Trump?
I support anyone who is going to effectively make an investment.
Do you support Donald Trump? Do you support Donald Trump?
Mr. Molinaro,
you can't answer it.
Molinaro never directly answered, but he has said he didn't vote for Trump in the 2016 election. The Republican candidate then turned the tables on Cuomo, pointing out that the Democratic governor was once friendly with Trump when he was a real estate developer in New York City.
Your private law firm represented Mr. Trump and his real estate interests before state agencies while your father was governor. You accepted $60,000 from Donald Trump and haven't returned it. You, when you were trying to make friends with the president when he first came to office, told him you wouldn't run against him. And you, sir, had him at your bachelor party. I didn't.
Trump did not attend the governor's party in person, but sent a humorous videotape. The two also discussed legalizing marijuana, which both now support, and the abortion rights protections in the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. Cuomo wants to codify those provisions into New York state law. Molinaro says Roe is settled law and no more needs to be done. There was one question about upstate New York, whether the state should pay for a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. Both candidates said no. Three other candidates in the race were not invited to the debate. Independent and former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins, and the Libertarian Party's Larry Sharp will appear, though, along with Molinaro, in another debate. It's sponsored by the League of Women Voters, and it will be held on November 1st. But so far, Cuomo has not committed to participating. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.